Although there had been widespread speculation that ZANU-PF would win the Nkulumani constituency seat unopposed, Kilian Spanda, the party's candidate, will now have to battle it out with two other contestants. The two, Sibusiso Mpofu of the Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe and Ngwalo Nyathi of the Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe, successively filed their nomination papers along with Spanda. Spanda told Studio 7 that he is confident of winning the by-election and said his main focus would be to help uplift the lives of Nkulumani residents while also seeking ways to help revive the Lawyers industry.
What is important is delivery. Lawayo has serious economic problems. There is poverty and unemployment. So we are trying to eradicate poverty in the city of Lawayo and to unite people, because once people are united, it's easy to understand one another and come up with viable programs that can alleviate poverty.
Spanda, who beat former Bulawayo Mayor David Ndlovu in primary elections that were fought with claims of irregularities by supporters of the losing candidate, said he shall work with all residents, including those from across the political divide. Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe candidate Sibusiso Mpofu, the sole female contender in the race, told Studio 7 she fancies highly her chances of winning and would pay particular attention to orphans if she won the by-election. While other opposition parties are boycotting all elections, calling for electoral reforms, Mpofu said her party feels that change can only be brought about by participating in the election. The view was shared by Reason Munyapka, the RDZ's youth secretary, who accompanied Mpofu. The third candidate in the by-election, Ngwalo Nyathi, is a former Bulawayo councillor and will contest on a Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe ticket. Nyathi said he decided to take part in the election so as not to give ZANU-PF the seat on a silver platter.
I was not interested than to just go in alone, so I thought it was better for me to challenge.
Tumiso Dabengwa Sapu, which participated in recent by-elections, did not field a candidate for the Nkulumani by-election, saying it had joined the other parties in boycotting all elections as a way of pushing for electoral law reforms. The Nkulumani seat fell vacant following the death of Tamsa Ngamahlangu of the MDCT last month. Reporting for Studio 7 from Lawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.